Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
The trail of tiny, glittery paw prints ends at a rock. Wait, did you hear that little gasp? Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I am so glad you're here. Are you ready for another adventure? Then let's stomp on in. Right now, the den smells like warm sun and wet moss. Little blades of grass are still holding tiny drops of morning, and someone, maybe Tank, left a glittery trail across the big rock.
Then a hush. Topsy pats her scarf and makes a small sound. Oh?
Curious. My locket, Topsy whispers, as quiet as a tiny mouse dinosaur. It was right here after Seedling Circle.
Topsy's leaf locket is small and shiny, like a little green coin that remembers hugs and songs. Oh, losing that feels so big to her, even though the locket is tiny. Topsy looks at the den with hopeful eyes. Can you help me? She asks.
Lincoln nods. London twirls a fern and giggles. Mama T-Rex hums a steady tune. Rexy wiggles. And Tank pats his nose and says, let's look together.
I've got a good nose for lost things. Round and round. Ooh!
They begin where Topsy last remembers being, under the old mossy log near the puddle that catches the sun. The log looks like a small green tunnel, cool and soft.
I'll crawl in and look. I'm small, Topsy chirps bravely, poking her head under the log.
Tank leans over and breathes out, achoo! A puff of golden pollen floats up and makes a tiny glittery sneeze. Everyone giggles at the little shower of sparkles.
Rexy, who sometimes gets excited, starts following his tail in a whirl and nearly forgets the search. Whoa, where am I going? He says.
Rexy, spinning, almost knocks over a puddle. Oops.
Topsy frowns for a breath. Oh, my locket. Mama T-Rex. Easy now. Let's breathe and try again.
They all breathe in slowly, deep as a dino belly, and then look again with fresh, steady eyes.
London tiptoes through ticklish ferns. The leaves brush her toes, tickle, tickle, and she squeals. I can look behind the giggling ferns, she offers.
Lincoln gathers small clues. A sparkling thread, a pebble turned the other way, the faint scent of lemon leaf, and wonders where they might lead. The den becomes a little parade. Tiptoe, sniff, peek high, peek low. The sun sliding until there's a warm pool that catches light like a tiny mirror.
By the sun pool, a dragonfly stitches bright dots across the water, and Topsy hums the seedling song so softly it becomes a small, steady thread.
Rexy, peeking behind a clump of clover, catches a glint. Look, something shiny, he exclaims in a happy squeak.
There, tucked beneath a sleepy sun pool rock, is the leaf locket, warm from the sun, freckled with tiny moss bits. When Tank nudges it, it makes a soft clink, like a tiny bell saying, I'm found.
Topsy scoops it up and hugs it close. Her smile opens wide like morning. The den makes small happy sounds, claps, purrs, a little trumpet from Tank, and Mama T-Rex gives everyone a warm nuzzle.
They didn't shout or point fingers. They listened, they thought, and they kept looking together.
That reminds me of a story about someone who lost a small coin and looked everywhere until it was found. When it was found, everyone rejoiced. Do you think you felt a little bit like Topsy when something was found for you? Topsy learned this by doing. It's okay to ask for help, and searching with kind friends feels safer and happier than worrying alone.
Now, a couple quick questions for you, little explorer. Have you ever helped a friend look for something? Or has someone helped you when you were worried about losing something special? Maybe you can tell a grown-up about that moment and how it felt when the thing was found.
If you or a friend ever feel upset about a lost thing, it's okay to talk about it. A parent, teacher, or someone who loves you can help you take small steps. Breathe, think where you were, and ask for help. Helping each other is one of the kindest things we can do.
Before we go, imagine warm sun on your face, the soft clink of a little leaf, and the sound of friends cheering just for you. Cozy, right?
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine.
If you enjoyed this adventure, subscribe to the Dino Den so we can stomp into more stories together. Episode complete. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless, little explorer.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den.